Hi. Hi, hi, hi. We are welcome to Enrich Podcast. My name is Oluchi Adjogo, and I am so glad that you're tuning in today to join me for this episode. This is season 1, episode 10, and it's our God's Love season and Getting to Know God series. Today we'll be looking at safety, security, being safe, which is drawn from the fourth I am statement of Jesus, the fourth metaphor he used to introduce himself. He used together with his name to make himself known to us. Let us pray before we continue. Father, we come before you humbly but boldly, asking you to teach us of yourself and help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Being safe. Now, the feeling of safety, of being safe, is something everyone desires. Okay, I can't speak for everyone, but it's something I desire, and I know you desire it too. The study for today would be taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. Now, who is a shepherd? A shepherd is a caring guide to a sheep. A shepherd is one who tends and feeds the sheep. Jesus is not just any shepherd. He is the good one. A shepherd is responsible for the safety and welfare of the sheep. He cares for them, protects them from attacks, and protects their health. Basically, a shepherd keeps the sheep safe. Now, Jesus is the good shepherd who risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. And the proof of this is what he did for us on the cross of Calvary. He died for us. He died to save us, just as the good shepherd that he is. Psalms 23 is a popular chapter of the Bible, and it explains what it means to have this good shepherd care for you. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. He is the one to guide, feed, and shield me. I shall not lack." Now, who guides you? Who shields you? Is it the good shepherd? Or are you trying just by yourself? He goes on. He makes me lie in green pastures. He takes me to a place of abundance, of plenty, and he leads me beside restful waters. He also takes me to a place of rest, a place of peace. That is why God gives peace. God is our peace. He renews, revitalizes, and he reestablishes our lives. He makes us recover what we've lost. The Good Shepherd leads you and me to a place of right standing with God, to a place where we are made right and justified in him, because on our own, we can't do that. That was why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, to bring us to a place of right standing with him, to a place where we are justified in him. Not for our own sake, but for his name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of death, even though we walk through a place where we experience pain, through a place where we experience sadness, we will not fear. I will not fear. You would not fear, because we are conscious that the Good Shepherd is with us. Because the Good Shepherd is with us, he protects, guides, and comforts us. Still reading down, he says, you will not only feast in the presence of your friends, but you would feast in the presence of your enemies. That he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints us and fills us to the brim. Surely, goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow us. Not just once, it's not a one-time thing, but through the length of our days, and we shall make his dwelling place. We shall make his presence our dwelling place. We shall make his presence a place where we abide. There are a lot of questions I ask myself from here. Have I made the presence of the Lord my dwelling place? Am I being sheltered by the Good Shepherd? Where do I even find my safety? Right now, do I feel safe? These are questions I believe you should ask yourself too, and answer them. Is the presence of the Lord your dwelling place? Are you being sheltered? Are you sheltered by the Good Shepherd? Where exactly do you find your safety? What keeps you safe? Right now, at this moment, do you feel safe? God is our Good Shepherd. He keeps us safe with an assurance. He is not like a hireling who, when the wolf comes, runs. God does not run from a fight. He stays and he always wins. The wolf comes to scatter, and that is one importance of fellowship. One importance of fellowship. You've got to stick together in fellowship and leave no room for him to scatter. Don't be out there by yourself trying to fight alone. Stop trying to do it all by yourself. The Good Shepherd goes after the one and leaves the 99 because he knows that together they are safe. Now, have you been out there on your own, trying to fight it all by yourself? Let Jesus help you. Let the Good Shepherd help you. There's something about standing alone. Standing alone is good sometimes, but when the devil wants to destroy someone, he lets you, or he makes you isolate yourself. You start isolating yourself from your family, from your friends. Now, have you been there alone? Are you alone? Let Jesus help you. It is not safe out there alone. Are you asking if God even knows what you're going through or what you're fighting with? Yes, he does. Talk to him. Let him help you. You can just whisper in your heart, or you can say it out loud. Jesus, please help me. Lord, help me. I can't do it on my own. I need you to guide me. I need you to keep me safe. I've been out here trying to do it on my own, but now I need you to help me. The amazing thing is, no one has ever asked God for help and he denied. All you've got to do is you've got to ask him. Say, Jesus, please help me. Just whisper it in your heart. Or even say it out loud. Anyone you want, just ask him to help you. He came that we might have life. Now the Good Shepherd has come to trouble whatever is troubling you. Whatever you're going through, he has come to trouble what is troubling you. Finally, I want to remind you listening that you are a gift to God. You are very precious to him. He knows you completely and he loves you wholly. He loves you so, so much. Don't ever forget that Jesus loves you. He gave himself for you and he will never, ever abandon you. You feel no one understands you. Talk to him. He understands you. You feel people will judge you. Talk to him. He doesn't judge. He would not judge you. You feel you don't feel safe. You feel so insecure. Talk to him. He's our safety. He's the one that keeps us safe, and he does it better than anyone can do it. I just want you to talk to God. I don't know what is bothering you or what you're going through. I'd love you to talk to him. He understands totally. And he understands completely. Don't miss the next episode. And feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Oluchi Ajogu, O-L-U-C-H-I-A-J-O-G-W. Stay tuned and stay blessed.